The ayes have it.
The motion went through on the nod in parliamentary speak, unopposed, not requiring a vote, triggering an inquiry into the possibility that Boris Johnson lied to MPs about lockdown parties in Downing Street. An amendment aimed at scuppering the motion was removed on Thursday morning, apparently amid government fears of a large-scale rebellion by its own MPs, who didn't wish to be seen as blocking parliamentary scrutiny ahead of local elections next month. Instead, some found it hard to contain their distaste.
I have to say, I'm sorry, that for not obeying the letter and the spirit, and I think we have heard that the Prime Minister did know what the letter was, the Prime Minister now should be long gone. Madam Deputy Speaker, I'll certainly vote for this motion, but really, the Prime Minister should just know the gig's up.
I'm profoundly disappointed in what happened at No. 10 Downing Street. People were badly let down. My constituents feel badly let down. I feel personally badly let down by what happened. And there must be consequences that follow from that.
The Prime Minister, on a visit to India, said he had nothing to hide.
I'm very keen for every possible form of scrutiny, and if the House of Commons can do, I think, whatever it wants to do. But all I would say is I don't think that should happen until the investigation is completed, and that's my only point. I've said this time and time again. Let the investigators do their stuff.
Boris Johnson has already been fined by the Metropolitan Police for attending a Downing Street event, his own birthday party, in fact, in breach of COVID-19 lockdown rules. Parliament's Privileges Committee, made up of 7 cross-party MPs, will begin its inquiry only after the police investigation is over. It will look at whether Boris Johnson deliberately misled MPs, lied to them, in other words, when he said back in December that no COVID-19 rules had been broken. Remember, he maintains that he believed then he had not broken any rules. That defence could wear thin if, as expected, Johnson receives up to 3 more fines for other events, among more than a dozen under investigation. The Privileges Committee would have access to much of the evidence the police have relied upon, including hundreds of photographs. He is already the first serving Prime Minister to have been sanctioned by the police for breaking the law while in office. Now, Boris Johnson is set to become the first in recent times to be investigated for lying to Parliament. A finding, if it comes, that could force his resignation. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Westminster.